Peter Hagadah, isn't that what we mean the Sherech?
Sherech Shavish and Sherech Rimm is Bchal Alza Mitzvah Shemid Rabbanah. The disagreement to Halach is Gedoidus, the Baha counts Halil. So the Rambam makes fun of him. How can he count Halil? Halil is only Rabbanah. We really should have been so dead obvious. It really does make sense that he even had to bring it out. The lashon haGemara is Taryag Mitzvah is Namal Olam Moshe B'Sinai. Eich Nama, how can you say B'Dav Shum with the Rabbanu Shum Bichlal Aminyan? The Boshlam didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai the Dinda. Well, hey, Yunu Alav, why did I have to make a point of it? They should talk about Rabbim. But there are others who made a mistake. The others are the Bahag. Omanu Nechanek, and they can begin the Bichlal Mitzvah says, and they have some Rishonim hold that Meir Brachos B'Chayom is a Dinda. The Gemara learns it from a person. Most assume, Vosh Amalekach Hashem Imo. Most assume that it's only an Asmach, the Meir Brach, it's only a Rech. Meir Mabeinu, the Bechelim, for his Mesim, our Vosh is a Rimen, Tishib Tkufus, Tishib Tkufus also, the Baha counts, Tishib Tkufus, the calculated Tkufus, the Moldus in the Tkufus. So the Ramban comes to defend the Baha, he says, Tishib Tkufus means Ibra Shana. The Rambam counts as one mitzvah. Mitzvah says a kuf nun gimel. Here it is. Kuf nun as a long piece. So the Rambam counts as one mitzvah. Kviya saluach. That Bezin has to establish when is Rosh Chodesh. Any given month can either have 30 days or 29 days. And any given year can either have 12 months or 13 months. So the Rambam counts as one mitzvah. Kviya saluach. Nikadea lechadesh. And the Ramban says, according to the Bahag, that these are two mitzvahs. Chodesh HaZarachan is the mitzvah of Kviyas Rosh Chodesh, whether the month had just ended should have 29 days or 30 days. And Chishev Tkufus is the mitzvah of Iber HaShanah. If you don't want Pesach to fall out in the winter, Pesach is supposed to be B'Chodesh HaAviv. And Sukkos is supposed to be Chag HaAsif, the ingathering season, before it starts to rain. So that's what Iber HaShanah is all about. So the Ramban defends the Baha'i. He didn't mean Chishev Tkufus, just to sit and calculate Tkufus. Chishev Tkufus to lead to Iber HaShanah. That's a mitzvah in HaTorah. And the Yutras Yom, Ligma Be'emes HaHalom, so the Ramban defends the Bahag. He says the Bahag is of the opinion that Halal is the Raisa. Where is the Repulsive that says Halal is the Raisa? The Repulsive in Hobi, Ashira, Azay, Yelachim, Kedel, is Kaddish Chag. That's not in Finnish, that's in Hobi. The Ramban interprets, the Ramban here has his own piece. He interprets the Gemara in Erechim and the Achyud on the days that the Gemara is assuming that the Mitzvah of Halal is the Raisa. The nefesh should rejoice by being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by reciting Halal. So the Ramban interprets that in the Gemara. The Gemara asks there in Erech and Afud on the days, if you recite Halal every Yom Tov, why don't we recite Halal every Shabbos? Shabbos has a higher level of Kedusha than Yom Tov. So the Gemara asks, because Shabbos is for Ikri Mayim. So the Ramban says, no, it means Simchas Yontif. On Shabbos there is no Chiyuv Simcha. On Yontif there's a Chiyuv Simcha. And that's the source of the Mitzvah of Halal. And he thinks the Ramban thinks like, he thinks that Halal is their Isaac. And
there were certain Kavanah that would be brought with Halal, no?
There were certain
Kavanah that would be brought with Halal also, yeah?
It says in the tour in Hilchas Rosh Chodesh in the name of the Gaonim, is there a mitzvah of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh? So it's, we say there is. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to have time. Hesped Medinus. So is that a different term in the Rabbanim? There's a Nisa Hesped Medinus. It's not Simcha Bikumi, I'll say. You're not going to have Bosom Yayin on Rosh Chodesh. But you're not allowed to fast the whole day. You don't have to wash and say, I'm right. Nazi, but you're not allowed to fast the whole day. So the Ramban thinks that that's the Raisa. It's Simcha B'Shevi Al Tasa, not to do something Hesper B'Tainis, or something that violates him. But Simcha B'Shevi Al Tasa, not Simcha B'Kumbi Yamsa. The Ramban thinks that the Simcha on Rosh Chodesh is the Raisa in Mikdash. Based on the tour, quotes it from the Gaina. We have some Chasma Adech in Rosh Chodesh. The sky can be Chatzaitz. So that he has Chatzaitz in connection with the Karbanas, that means that there's a Chiyav Simcha. Where has it been? That's a person benched on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We have to say Mitzay. We have to say Yalla B'Yalla. So they have printed now in the Siddurim, they have printed a special bracha. We didn't start the bracha on Teva Meitiv yet. They say bracha to Hashem, Ken Malchum Shemnas on Shabbos is now in Yisrael. The Meruch of the Simcha, I don't know, the whole text to say. So the Gemara has the text for Shabbos, and the text for Yom Tov, and the Gemara has a suffix regarding the text for Rosh Chodesh. One forgot to say, out of the other, Rosh Chodesh and the benching, so the Baruch HaTor Hashem Shinasim, Rosh HaKadosh HaAm Yisrael, HaKapara, do you say the Simcha also? Now, what's the suffix in the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't explain. So they should explain based on this Ramban over here. Ramban says that in Midrash there's a fear of Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because you have a Lord HaTzeitzus in connection with the Akravas Akravani. But the Gulen, what's the meaning? There's a no fear of Simcha, the Kumbi Atzei. Only the Shevi Al-Kas is a Hesper, the Dainus. So that's why the Gemara was Mesutin when he mentioned the Simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Got you out of the oven and mention, and you add this bracha, you didn't start a Taita Meitiv, but you say the Simcha, because in Mikdash the Reza Chiv Simcha, the Gul and the Nachiv Simcha. So that was the Gemara's
Simcha. What would the Rambam should be in regards to Halal not in Mikdash? It's in nowadays, in Mikdash.
Similar, it's related, yes. Related, not exactly. exactly the same. It's connected. So the Rambam is making fun of the Bahag over here. It says it should be self-understood that mitzvahs merabbanan are not included in the Taryag mitzvahs because it wasn't told to Moshe Rabbeinu Hasina. It was the Taryag mitzvahs that were not Moshe. Torah Tziyah was not Moshe Hasina. But he says the Bahag counted all these mitzvahs that are merabbanan. His takel, the Misha Yishma Vishayna. Pay attention to the Roshan and the Mara that says that word. Nam on the Moshe Bisina. The Yimnam are going to count Kriya Sahalo. Shishibach by Dobber, all the Roshan Dobber, and that composed it. It didn't exist in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. To say hello? No. It wasn't composed to the Ramah. The Yim and their Chanukah. Counting the Ba'ah counts from Chanukah to Tavur, Chacham, and Ba'ashay. And they can begin that. So they can have one of them. Ayos, Moshe, and them are not the Sinai. It's a Rainer. You should be about this. Rainer, you can run it. In my Yilam, Kaka. So he says they defend their position. If that's the reason for the thinking that it should be included in Targum Mitzvahs, so why not count every single mitzvah Rabbah? So anything the Chacham told us to do, Masha Hisiru, the man of Christ, Suva, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sinai Shulam, Sabeinu, the kind of Moshe Rabbeinu told us we should listen to everything the Rabbah requires. What about all the other Derabbanan? Why only Mikra, Megillah, and Erchanik, and Hallel, and Chesh, and Kufis? One of them do that. So the Ramban says no. It says the Tilis Adayim is a That's not a Takana Karabana. Just a guy in the Truma. The original Takana Shleimanat was, before you eat Truma, Sam Yadam Shnia says. They made a Takana, you have to wash and give us a Dayan before you touch Truma. And that was a Xeira in the Karabana. Erev is also a Xeira. They don't want to carry a Rosh Hashanah. You have to put away, you have to have a Mechitza around the Rosh Hashanah. If you have different people in different apartments, you have to put away a box of matzahs that's on the Shul list by everybody. So he said, that's a Xeira in the Karabana. It's a Xeira, not to carry the Chutz and Shem and the Rebbe's. Lest you forget, you carry a Rosh Hashanah. Why do they distinguish? That's what the Rabbanan, that's what the Rabbanan explained. That Erev and the Tumas Adayim start off as a Xerim in the Rabbanan, based on the person, Mishmarit and Mishmashmarti. So Mishmarit is the Mishmarti. I've been in council, so that Kanes.
These
Nidis
are
Rabbanan,
also they're very Kadum.
Supposed to give this year a 10 to 11, I think, today.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rabbi.